This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com. You can find it there or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Balancing the books. Well, come in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we practice the tricks of the trade, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from deep inside your eardrums, providing marginal sports talk radio all night long. This store is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's always some gas bag or blowhard behind the microphones at the Fox Sports Radio studios. We hang out at our studios at a secret location in the North Woods. So our lead this hour coming from the not-so-frozen tundra. Wait a couple months for that, so after tripping out of the starting blocks, the Green Bay Packers were dead and buried and deserved all the criticism they got. Well, they returned to the field on Monday night. Monday night football. That used to be the most important night of the week for football. Now it's Sunday night. But Monday night football, and it's all about the R word, redemption. And it was redemption after getting kicked in the nuts by the Saints. Now they take on an NFC North, I say this in air quotes, rival, the Detroit Lions. Of course, if you know the history between the Packers and Lions, that has not been true since any of us were alive. Anyway, if you did not watch, and maybe you missed it, as we like to say, don't worry. We watched, so you would not have to. And I'll give you the nutshell recap here. It is our act of public service. It's a good mitzvah. So a running back Aaron Jones, keeping up with the Joneses, caught not one, not two, but three Aaron Rodgers touchdown passes. Rodgers had four touchdown passes, and Aaron Jones rushing for a four score, and the Packers snap out of the malaise with a dominating second half. The final score misleading 35-17. They win and cover against the division rival Lions on a Monday night, and Aaron Jones, the first Green Bay running back to catch three touchdown passes in a game since, 1942. So almost 80 years ago, he had 67 yards on the ground and six catches for 48 yards. So Green Bay, they do even up the books there. They're squared up 1-1. They stop doing the limbo. How low can you go? And they have now won nine consecutive home openers. I know you're very concerned about that. And Aaron Rodgers ended up with 22 of 27 passing. So he only had five incompletions, a good stat line, 255 yards. And he passed John Elway. And you could hear that gasp of air from the Rocky Mountains as Bronco apologists gasped and waned. No! But it happened. So Aaron Rodgers now into 10th place all time on the passing yard list. But let's discuss now the question as we look at the postmortem on the Monday night game. Does a blowout win over the Lions prove that the Green Bay Packers are back? No. I am shaking my head no. Angrily shaking my head no. I've got Barcelona, Gremlin, and Sinatra. And I'll make my elevator pitch, and we will see eye to eye by the time I'm done with this Maller monologue. Now, let's start by pumping the brakes on Green Bay's return to dominance because of Monday night. I was not impressed. The Packers struggled for roughly 75% of the game. They needed help to get separation. They trailed the lowly Lions. The Lions were leading the game at halftime. From a talent standpoint, this was a tremendous mismatch. Anybody that knows football will tell you that. Why Green Bay was crutching oise, as my Yiddish grandfather would say back in the day, why Green Bay was, they were just clumming around there. They're terrible. Two-touchdown favorite, and here are the Lions scratching and clawing at the start of the game, punching above their weight. And so the way I look at this, even in victory, the Packers have some serious underlying issues. They were torn up by the New Orleans Saints for the entire game. And Jameis Winston, while his passing yardage wasn't great, five touchdowns. And Jared Goff, for a half, was amazing against that Packer defense. So forget Lambeau Field. The defenders in Green Bay, they are ready for the monumental bull ring of Barcelona. That was full Matador defense. Ole, 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 ole. They were playing like Matadors. And the game did expose more of those weaknesses, so it would be disingenuous to say, well, Green Bay's back. Detroit has a roster full of sharecroppers. If Hillary Clinton was commenting on the roster of defensive players for the Packers, she'd call them deplorables, and she wouldn't be wrong. And the skilled players for the Lions, the great unwashed, And they were making some plays against the Cheeseheads. Players that you don't know, they're incognito. Khalif Raymond, Tyrell Williams, Quintez Cephas, I believe that's how you say his name. I don't even know how to say the guy's name. Tom Kennedy. The running backs, nondescript. Now, the one player they have on that Lions offense who's good is T.J. Hockenson. That guy's a ball player. The rest of those guys, they're just Jags. Just a guy, just a guy, just a guy, just a guy. That's about it. Now, part B of this, I'm going to change gears here. So Aaron Rodgers, what he needs to do here is send a bouquet and a box of chocolates over to Jared Goff. All right, so I got a bunch of people who were trying to bust my balls and say, well, you can't rip Jared Goff. Did you see how Jared Goff played? And I just sat there and I said, what kind of bizarro world am I in here? Am I in a different dimension? Right, that game right there, Monday Night Football, I'm talking only to our listeners in Detroit, and actually all over the state of Michigan. If you have an ounce of Lion passion left in you, That game is a microcosm of the full Jared Goff experience. And somewhere at a mansion in La La Land, Sean McVay was watching that game, and he had an evil laugh and a Cheshire Cat smile from ear to ear, right? For 30 minutes, Jared Goff was matching Aaron Rodgers blow for blow. In fact, he was better than Aaron Rodgers in the first half of that game. That's a fact. He was electric in the first half. Jared Goff only had 3 incompletions, was averaging 8.5 yards per pass, had a passer rating of 141.9. It was a virtuoso performance. He played like a number one overall pick is supposed to perform. It was a masterclass on how to play quarterback. And then they went in and they watched cartoons at halftime, and they came out in the second half, and it was the same Jared Goff wearing the same Lions uniform, and all of a sudden, abracadabra, the Rocky Horror Picture Show starring Jared Goff. And all it took was a little rain, and he turned into a gremlin. Live by the Goff, die by the Goff. He almost single-handedly pushed the Packers back into the lead. Jared Goff made a absolutely ghastly pass on a 4th-and-1 play inside Green Bay territory, turning the ball over on downs. The Lions were down by 4 at that point. Field goal makes it a 1-point game. They went for it, which would have been fine because there were receivers open. Jared Goff just didn't see them. And the Packers, because of Jared Goff's ill-advised pass, took that ball, turnover on downs, went back, got a touchdown. Very next possession. Wet ball. Always a problem, at least in football, when you've got wet balls.
My lover and, balls.
Jared Goff, the first snap, nobody touched him. It's not a great play by the Green Bay Packers defense. He fumbled the snap. Fumble! Bug on the rug. And then the Packers took that, went 5 plays, 19 yards. It was deep in Detroit territory. The Packers went down 19 yards, touchdown. So that's 14 points handed to Green Bay on a silver platter. And so that, again, is Jared Goff, the full Jared Goff experience. He'll tease you and rip your heart out. That's the microcosm of Jared Goff. And again, Aaron Rodgers and all the Green Bay Packer players should send a bouquet and a box of chocolates. After halftime, Jared Goff had a passer rating of 58.1. 58.1. He averaged less than 5.5 yards per attempt. He lost an interception and a fumble. Jared Goff. Enjoy him, Detroit. Thank you for Matthew Stafford. We appreciate that. The Rams appreciate Matthew Stafford. Very generous of you to give up a decent quarterback who could be great with the Rams for a stiff. All right, last word here. So let's go back to Aaron Rodgers again. Nice of Aaron Rodgers to show up. The season actually started in week 1. He took off week 1. And I understand Rodgers was complaining after the game about all the overreactions that happen on a week-to-week basis in the NFL. So let me play the world's smallest violin for Aaron Rodgers. Boo-hoo-hoo, right? And he's getting all worked up here. Listen, you lost a game by a gazillion points. You didn't even show up to Jacksonville to play the Saints. You were carved up like a jack-o'-lantern. You look like a pumpkin is what you look like with all the holes in you. And yeah, the trolls react. You went AWOL. You had a dereliction of duty. Not just Aaron Rodgers. The entire Green Bay Packer team against New Orleans. And what did you expect? Everyone to bite their tongue and say, well, I'm not going to talk about anything here. No. Let's wait till the end of the year before we make any judgments. Cry me a river, Mr. Rodgers, right? The overreaction machine. Let me be very, very clear here. I've been doing this a long time. The overreaction machine is the very essence of why dopes like you get paid a gazillion dollars to play a child's game of football, right? You're a grown-ass man, and you're playing football for a living and making millions of dollars. The reason you're doing that, Aaron Rodgers, just in case you forgot, is because we human beings are emotionally invested in the outcome of your little dopey game. And you mix in a big tub of kerosene from fantasy football and gambling, and you have a highly combustible situation. It's one extreme or another. And it's like the lyrics in the old Frank Sinatra song. You're riding high in April and you're shot down in May. That's life. But in the NFL, you're riding high in week one and shot down in week two. That's life. If you can't handle that, go out and get a real job. But that's the way it is. And you should be happy about that because the money is ridiculous. The money is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, all right, let's go into the losing locker room, the better story in the losing locker room. Dan Campbell, the man that will eat your kneecaps. He drinks a lot of coffee, Dan Campbell. And he points out here that he is not a bad person. Well, let's just let Dan Campbell explain. He's not a negative Nelly and all. I don't know. We'll let him talk here. Here's Dan Campbell explaining what happened there for the Lions.
I just told him I don't want to see that. So they come in. I'm not that type of person. I'm not a negative person. I'm all about going to work. I want guys that are resilient, that are willing to go back to work. They love ball. They're going to clean up their mistakes. And those are the guys I'm looking for, man.
Yeah. Well, they love ball.
I love our balls.
For about 30 minutes. If the Lions could play a 30-minute game. The 49ers, they dominated the second half. And then this game, they played very well in the first half. It's the full game, which is the problem for the Lions. All right, wait, there's more. Dan Campbell is going to be fix it, Felix all of a sudden. He's got a plan.
You know, we're going to fix our mess because we put ourselves in this mess. So that's what I'm looking for. So I think we're going to be just fine. We'll be upbeat. And it, you know what? It should sting. I hope it does sting. It stings me. And that's okay. But that doesn't mean that you got to be negative or kick the dirt and everything else. And I don't want those guys around here.
Yes, be very positive as you're getting the snot punched out of your nostrils. All right. I like Campbell. He's not going to be around long, likely, but he's a good soundbite, and that's all I care about. Here is more. Jared Goff, the man of the hour. Remember, live by the Goff, die by the Goff. Here's Jared Goff. I've heard this soundbite before when he was with the Rams, something very similar to it, as he tries to focus on the positivity.
We've shown flashes of it. It just needs to happen more often. That's with everybody, myself included. We're there. We have the players. We have the plays. We just need to be on the same page a little bit more and just continue to get better and continue to stay consistent.
Yes, just keep getting better week after week. Yes. Well, at least he didn't come out and say, we learned a lot from a loss. Remember the Green Bay Packers? That was the company line that we learned a lot from a loss, which is total bullcrap. Because if the Green Bay Packers played a halfway decent team, they would have lost Monday night. Does anyone disagree with that? The Lions blow, and the Packers played like crap for into the second half. They started to pick it up a little bit in the third quarter, late in the third quarter, thanks to Jared Goff's generosity. But if they played a halfway decent team, they would have lost. And to imagine down the line they play legitimate quarterbacks, and they've had problems with two illegitimate quarterbacks, that is not a good harbinger of things to come for the Matador defense of the Green Bay Packers.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit. And no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail. Enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A dolphin swimming with sharks. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we give a Herculean effort coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the nest. As we hang out with night owls inside the Fox Sports Radio studios in the North Woods. And here we are together again. And our lead this hour coming from the injury tent of the NFL. We had a gaggle of quarterbacks go snap, crackle, pop over the weekend. Four quarterbacks. Andy Dalton injured his knee. Tua Tagovailoa, bad ribs. Tyrod Taylor, the hammy, went whammy. Carson Wentz, not one but two messed up ankles. All of those quarterbacks left their starts with injuries, did not return. You also had additional quarterbacks like Derek Carr, who's got a funky ankle, and Baker Mayfield, who had a part of his body pop out of the socket. They were all dinged up. But the one I want to talk about here is Tua Tagovailoa. Because the initial reports of doom and gloom, turns out, greatly exaggerated. So some good news here, right? Some good news, and everyone's going bonkers and all that. And if you've not heard, and maybe not, it turns out that Tua will not be out for the year. Right? Now, he still can't walk on water, but he will not be out for the year. Tagovailoa is in a good deal of pain, according to Coach Brian Flores. Flores also was asked about the toughness and the level of confidence that he has in that toughness of Tua Tagovailoa. Now, keep in mind, this is what's known as a loaded question. There is only one acceptable answer, and Brian Flores, when asked if he has confidence in the toughness of his starting quarterback, he did not go off the script. Here's what he had to say.
He's a tough kid. I mean, I'd say he's a very tough kid. I mean, just coming back from the hip. He had a thumb last year that he played through. He tried to go yesterday. Toughness isn't something that, we question with him. He's going to do everything he can to get back as soon as he can. I have a lot of confidence in that. No, I think he's a tough kid for sure.
Yeah. All right, so let's discuss. Now, Miami has a date with the Raiders this weekend in Sin City. Will Tua be in the huddle? Let us discuss. Now, the question is really this. How crucial is it for Tua Tagovailoa to play for the Dolphins this week. In military terms, this is DEFCON 1, highest state of readiness. DEFCON 1. It is essential that Tua play this weekend for the Dolphins. Now, my observations, you've got Fork, Scott Bakula, and residency. And we will put all of these things together, and we are going to paint a portrait, an audio portrait, or at least try. Now, number one. So Tua Tagovailoa must not only play, but he has to be the maestro. He has to go out there and put on a symphony on offense, matriculating the ball down the field. The Dolphins brass have been wavering on Tua. They're not drinking the teal Kool-Aid in his favor. Many critics have pointed out that Tua is made out of paper mache. And even in the soundbite that we just played a second ago from Coach Brian Flores, in that soundbite, he said what he had to say. He gave the proper answer, but you could hear he was trying to convince himself in the answer that he was giving the right answer, and you could tell he didn't necessarily believe what he was saying, but he had to say it. Could you imagine if the coach of the Dolphins had come out and said, no, I don't trust this guy's toughness. This guy, let me tell you something. If he was a flower, he would be a pussy willow. That's what kind of flower Tua would be. Oh, my God. The headlines on that would be insane. So he had to say it, and he said it, but durability is a major concern. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. And we are at a fork, a big, giant, oversized fork in the road. Does Tua Tagovailoa make a right turn or a left turn? The ball is in his court. Does he sing the blues? And I can't play. I'm sorry. I can't play. Blah, 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 blah. This is a chance to pull out the typewriter and rewrite the script. Show that the Miami Football Ops Department is wrong, that you have seen the light. You have the machismo. You have the machismo. You're not as brittle as your reputation precedes you. Now, the reason I'm saying that is he's listed as day-to-day. And if you're day-to-day in the NFL, that means you're expected to play. Am I wrong in that? I don't think I'm wrong in saying that. I don't think I'm being a mean, evil person by saying that. Now, secondly, not only does Tua have to show up and perform, but as we said, this has to be an orchestra quality offensive performance. Miami had an alarming fall from grace against Buffalo over the weekend. Tagovailoa was dinged up, and the Dolphins visited the fifth ring of hell. And this weekend against the Raiders is a great chance to get that foul, disgusting taste out of their mouths and bounce right back. And listen, Las Vegas has been the surprise team so far with wins over the Ravens and at Pittsburgh. They've got their own quarterback issues. Derek Carr is listed as questionable for the Raiders in that game. But you have an opportunity to get some style points back for the Dolphins. And Tua is the Dolphins. And the whole season is to figure out whether you have a quarterback or not, or whether you have to go back and spin the wheel of quarterbacks and get somebody else. But Tua's got to go full Scott Bakula. He has to undergo a quantum leap. We've said it for months. We'll say it again. In his brief time under center, he has been a piecemeal player. He's the kind of a quarterback that you could have drafted in the fourth or fifth round and gotten the same level of production. He's nothing special. It's an incomplete sample size, and that's also part of this. But what he has shown, garbled mess. Garbled mess. There's a lot of check marks, red check marks on the report card for Tua. Now, final point. So the naysayers are correctly highlighting that Tua needed a golf cart to be taken off the field six plays into a game, in which he suffered an injury, which is a day-to-day injury, a rib injury. And so this is red meat into the critics' den. Right? It's not a good look. If your toughness is questioned and six plays into the game, you have an injury, you're knocked out of the game, and then the next day they say you're day-to-day. Now, the big thing in the NFL, in that business, having chronicled the NFL, it's just a game over the years. I'll give you an example. Right? There's a phrase that is used a lot. Ex-players that get radio shows say it. coaches say it, et cetera. It's just a common refrain that there's a difference in the NFL, you probably heard this, between playing hurt and playing injured. That playing hurt is something that is expected, that you're not going to be at your very best health-wise every game. You're going to be dinged up. You're going to be hurt, but you should play. But if you're injured, on the other hand, and you play, you are the village idiot. You should not do that. That is outright stupid. And Tua was unable to finish the game, play hurt against the Bills. And so this is another thing. You talk about the pain threshold. Everyone's pain threshold is different. And some people can deal with the pain more than others, and it would appear that he is short in that category. So I would say to take a placebo, take a sugar pill. And Brian Flores' team, they're fortunate. The Dolphins are lucky to be 1-1 on this season. If it was not for the generosity of the Patriots' butterfinger backfield there, New England would have beaten the Dolphins, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, on a late field goal. They were in position to win that game over Miami. But it's clear that Tagovailoa is the only real card to play because Jacoby Brissett, who was thrown into the fire and burned up, and he's a nice guy. Everyone says how nice Jacoby Brissett is. I guess nice guys finish last because holy crap, was he bad. Bad to the bone. Now that's it. I circle back to Tua, right? Because Tua, if he was in medicine, he would be in the medical residency. He got through medical school at Alabama, but he has yet to be officially put in as a doctor on his own. And he has a chance to stop the noise. Not everyone that goes to residency makes it through and becomes a doctor. There's some that screw up and don't make it, or some don't even get invited to the residency. But Tua's got the shot. He's got the opportunity, and this is his chance to flourish. But it would certainly help his cause if your team is saying your day-to-day to end up playing in the game this coming weekend, a essential part for the Miami Dolphins.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's ZYN.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop da loop.
During yesterday's show, you briefly mentioned how Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers defense were, the Steelers offense were terrible against the Raiders. Well, Big Ben, he was so bad that he apologized to Pittsburgh fans after the game. Now, Ben, what do you think the chances are that Roethlisberger doesn't make it through to the end of the season?
So I am going to go 20%. I'm going low. I'm going to go 20%. The Steelers billboarded this season as the swan song. It's an open secret that Roethlisberger is going to be gone after this year. It's almost impossible to bench him because of this and the fact Pittsburgh does not have a qualified, viable backup. Mason Rudolph would be a lateral move. Dwayne Haskins is too raw. So the 20% is based on injury. The older you get, the more fragile you become. And all these quarterbacks are a twisted ankle or an elbow injury away from being sent out to the glue factory. Next!
Now, it's being reported that multiple teams have been in contact with Richard Sherman. Eddie mentioned this earlier. He still remains a free agent after his arrest this offseason. Ben, now, what kind of discipline do you think that Sherman is looking at once he returns?
All right, so I asked this question to some people I know around the NFL, and the answer I hear is stunning. He's not going to be punished at all. He will be allowed to play the entire season, and because his case is still technically working through the legal system. Now, they say down the line, from what I understand, he's going to face a 1-3 game suspension. So the move here for Sherman, who's doing something called magnetic therapy, I don't even know what that is. Anyway, the move is to sign, cherry pick with a team like Tampa Bay, a real Super Bowl team, play the season, hope you get a Super Bowl in, and then retire. And who cares if the NFL suspends you after that, because you will have retired. That's the play here for Richard Sherman. Next!
Ben, which 2-0 team in the NFL do you think is most surprising to you?
So I think this is a loaded question. I think you expect me to say the Denver Broncos, but I'm not going to say the Denver Broncos because the Broncos have played a couple of cupcakes. The one that's obvious here, there's only one answer, and I'm sucking up to Roberto. The Raiders.
Yeah.
Right? You open up the gauntlet with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson and the Steelers defense. Back-to-back Steelers defense on the road. And after a dysfunctional preseason for the Raiders, guys retiring right and left. Derek Carr has been really good for the most part. He's been a little shaky in the first half against Baltimore, but overall pretty good. The defense has been solid. It's not even close. It's the Raiders by a country mile. All right. There we go, Coop. How did we do?
Benny Passes edition.
That is a winner. Put it on the board. Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Here we go. Hit that button right there.
Now, Mallers Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
And away we go. Welcome in to Game Show Fun. It's Mallers Mountain of Money. We'll welcome in our contestants. We'll get right to the game. No dilly-dallying. And our contestants, let's see here. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. We say hello to Keith in Minneapolis. Hello, Keith. Welcome.
Good to be here. Good to be here. How you guys doing today?
Keith, if I was any better, I'd be Scott, but not Blind Scott, because, you know, he's Blind Scott.
He doesn't sound so bad.
You haven't met him. Anyway, Keith, welcome. What do you do for a living, Keith?
I work the office at a strip club.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, not a bad gig.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of interesting sights to see, I'm sure, behind the scenes. All right.
All different kinds.
Well, all shapes and sizes. All right, hold on a sec, Keith. And Jed, who fled, is going to play the number one meth head at playing a game show. Hello, Jed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ben Maller fan, P1. Don't forget heroin as well.
Wow. All right, let's play the game. Keith, who do you want to partner up with, Keith?
Oh, I got to go with Ben.
Keith.
Let's take Ben Maller, please.
All right, you got me. All right, you're talking to me. Ben, yes. All right, Jed, who fled, who do you want to partner up with, Jed?
Jed chooses Eddie.
All right, that is the matchup. Coop, what are the categories? Quickly, please.
All right, this is the Norm MacDonald edition of Mallers Mountain of Money.
Rest in peace, Norm.
Yes. The categories are Billy Madison, Funny People, Girl Boss, and Back Home Again. Keith, you were on first.
I got to go Billy Madison.
Billy Madison, all right. Good choice. And Jed?
The girl home, whatever it was, I think.
Girl boss.
All right, everyone stay there. Right, hold on, zip it. All right, we'll have Mallers Mountain of Money in its entirety. We'll get to that. We will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
And it is game show time. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. Right to the game we go. And Koopaloop, the game board has been set, so we'll get right into it. And I believe I am up first here with
That's right. And
with Keith.
Yes, and Keith selected Billy Madison, correct?
Yes. Keith in Minnesota.
All right.
He works at a strip club. The
All
ballet.
Right, gentlemen, I believe you both have played before, but just in case, we need the first and last name of the athlete. You're going to have 45 seconds to get through the list. The category you selected is Billy Madison. These athletes were born into money. They were born rich. 45 All seconds right. on the clock. Begin.
All right. Splash Brother for the Warriors. Top shooter in the NBA.
Klay Thompson.
No, the other guy.
Steph Curry.
Yes. Backup quarterback for the Eagles. He won the Super Bowl against Tom Brady.
Nick Foles.
Yes. Italian catcher for the Mets and Dodgers. He's in the Hall of Fame. 90s and early 2000s. All right,
Piazza, Mike Piazza?
Yes,
Mike
yes. Piazza? NBA player, played for the Timberwolves. He's on the Cavs right now. Romantic last name.
Kevin Love.
Yes, white guy center for the 1980s Bad Boy Pistons.
Bill Laimbeer.
Yes, 1970s Orioles ace. He sold underwear.
Oh.
No? Yeah. All right, Turkish center for the Warriors. All right.
Jim Palmer was the one that you were missing there, but that was.
There's no chance you would have got the 100-point one.
The World Series would have helped there.
That was.
Oh,
good.
Stop, Roberto! Don't touch up my work, Roberto! How dare you?
That was good for 160 points. Right. We move over to Jed, who fled, and Eddie Garcia. Jed picked Girl Boss. These athletes play or played for teams owned by women. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
The unibrow for the Lakers.
Anthony Davis.
Current NBA MVP out of Serbia from the Denver Nuggets.
Luka Modric.
Don't know who that is. That's not right. backup quarterback for the Raiders. Backup quarterback for the Raiders. He was a starter with the Titans. From Hawaii. Played at Oregon.
Marcus Mariota.
Yes. Current Dodgers manager. Had a big stolen base for the Red Sox, the World Series.
Tito Ortiz. No, I got nothing. Just move, go past it.
All right. Former NBA player from Russia. His wife famously would give him a hall pass every year.
We're really good to come out from the second round here.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what he said there.
What happened?
He said, we're going to have to come after him in the second round.
Yeah, I guess so.
That is unfortunate there.
Modric is a European soccer player, dude. I had a massive drug brain fart.
Nikola Jokic was the MVP.
Nobody knows him, yeah.
You also missed Dave Roberts, the current manager for the Dodgers.
Really liked him in that spot.
I really liked him in that spot. Yes,
and Andre Karolenko was the guy with the hall pass, AK-47.
Come on, every man.
Come on,
Luka
Modric.
Story.
You guys know the situation?
All right. So you guys got
Real Madrid.
You guys got 40 points.
That's pretty awful.
Jed, would you like funny people or back home again?
Funny people.
All right.
We got to run the table here, Jed. Do some drugs. Suck it up. Let's go.
Wow,
These athletes all had terminal illness. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
The Bambino.
Hey, Bruce.
The greatest of all time. Boxer.
Muhammad Ali.
The Iron Horse. Yankees died of the disease they named it after him.
Lou Gehrig.
The Kid. He was a catcher for the Mets, and they won the World Series in 88. Also, Expos. Pass. Raiders quarterback, the Snake.
Ken Stabler.
Loyola Marymount basketball player died on the court.
Len Bias.
No.
This is me dying on the air, man. I'm sorry, Eddie. I'm so sorry.
I think you're doing a great job. I think it's going well.
Syracuse.
You said mess beforehand, man. You set the table. You slanted the game. You introduced me as a mess head, and it threw me off big time.
All right, but Jed, am I wrong?
Usually not so much, but I mean, it just stunned me, dude. You know, I call you a fat slob of radio host, dude.
Okay, all right.
Now he's kidding.
Let's see. So Gary Carter. He didn't get Gary Carter. Didn't get Hank Gathers. Yeah. And I didn't even try.
But you guys are tied, so Ben does need to get a correct answer here.
I don't know if he can get that first one. That first one's pretty tough. Go for the 100, just for the hell of it.
All right, go for the 100.
All right, Keith and Ben, your category is back home again. These athletes all returned home. 45 seconds begin.
All right, here we go, Keith. 1960s Cleveland Indian slugger. His first name, the same as the Sylvester Stallone boxing movie.
Rocky Marshall. Pass.
All right.
Aww.
I thought I was very proud of myself, Eddie.
I was going to say that, too.
King of the NBA, the king for the Lakers.
LeBron James.
Yes, all right, that's a winner. He's a tight end for the Broncos and Ravens, Hall of Famer. He hosts a TV show with Skip Bayless.
Shannon Sharp.
Yes, that is great. Greatest leadoff hitter in baseball history for the Athletics and Yankees.
Ricky Henderson.
Yes. Ace of the Braves in the 90s, not Smoltz or Glavin, but?
Maddox.
What's his first name? Yes. All right, very good. That's enough.
Yep.
We've won the game. Yep. It's Mallers Amount of Money for a reason. Bad clues by Garcia. Jed would have won if he had picked me, but he couldn't pick me, Keith.
I don't think that's true.
Keith, you're winning in life. You picked the right person, me, Ben, and did not pick Eddie. And terrible job by Eddie. Bad job by you.
I did great. Jed,
go to the penalty box.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This
is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.